All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. We've got Kellen Moore coming up here in 15 minutes. But right now, Gordo, exciting audio from practice.
Oh, my gosh! Oh!
I've recovered now. Giorgio, I thought of you when I interviewed this dude because he went to North Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Jermaine Olawale.
That's exactly right. Number 49, the fullback?
Yeah, he's a fullback now.
Uh-huh. What was he at North Texas?
He was a receiver tight end. Yeah.
Do you see a lot of people make that conversion?
No.
Go from a receiver to a fullback. So I interviewed him, and I asked him some hard-hitting questions. So enjoy this very exclusive interview with Jermaine Olawale.
Olawale.
Yeah, I mispronounced his name, and he had to correct me right at first. So I got off to a shaky start.
Jermaine?
Jermaine,
yeah. Jermaine, I pronounced it wrong. Yeah, you have time for a couple of sports questions for the radio in Dallas?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go ahead and give us a mic check, name and number.
Jermaine Olawale, number 49.
All right, Jermaine, would you rather win a Super Bowl or have $5 billion?
Super Bowl.
Really?
Yes.
So you choose differently than Jerry.
I guess. I don't know. Super Bowl can lead to $5 billion, though. $5 billion won't necessarily lead to a Super Bowl.
That's true. Did you grow up watching Jason Garrett in that Thanksgiving game?
Did I grow up watching Jason Garrett? No, I didn't.
Did you know he used to be a player?
Yeah.
You know what position he used to play?
Quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you never saw him play?
No.
What's the one thing you want to do non-football related before you die?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
You don't have any goals outside of football?
I have a lot of goals. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I'm probably
off the bottom of your head?
Neither. Not that either.
Now that gender and sexuality has become so much more liberated, would you like to live at least for a little while as a woman?
No.
Never?
No. No desire.
How can you rule that out so quickly?
Because God made me a man. So I'm going to stay how God made me.
But what if God made a mistake?
God doesn't make mistakes.
Ever?
Ever.
But God can do anything. You would think he could make a mistake.
That's part of his essence. The fact that he's God means that he doesn't make mistakes.
All right, now, when you talk about God, are you talking about existential being or anthropomorphic deity?
I'm talking about the creator of the universe.
If you could choose to live life as a different race, would you?
No.
Not for $5 billion?
Like I said, God made me who I am, so I'm gonna stay this way.
Other than football players, what athletes do you consider the most badass?
I feel like all athletes are, you know, in some form.
What are the wimpiest of all athletes?
I couldn't tell you.
Ballroom dancers?
Are they athletes?
Fencers?
I'm not sure.
Synchronized swimmers? Punters?
Definitely not punters.
Indeed. I have a situation at work I want your take on, all right? My coworker signs a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And a contract, work for the company. And now with 2 years left on his deal, he decides he's not going to show up. He wants more money. Meanwhile, I'm out here busting my ass. So am I wrong to be pissed at him?
This is the whole point of the interview. You said, tell me the question again.
So my coworker has a contract.
Uh-huh.
Still got a couple years left on it.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he wants more money, although he's got a contract.
Uh-huh.
He's not showing up, but I'm showing up to work every day, busting my ass.
Yeah.
Is he in the wrong?
How's that my business?
Huh?
How's that my business?
Because I'm asking your opinion.
I'm going to just do my job. I'm not going to worry about what his business.
Yeah, but I'm doing my job, and he's not coming here doing his job. I'm going to work double time.
Do you worry about what everybody else? Do you worry about what the construction workers are doing?
What's everybody yelling for? Everybody's mad at my question. Can you do a British accent?
I cannot, but I have a family who live in England, so...
They have a British accent?
They have a British accent.
Can the Marine get some signatures?
Can you do any accent?
I cannot.
Anywhere?
Okay, so this guy jumps in.
He's a Marine?
Do Marines really lead with the fact that they're a Marine?
No.
Can a Marine get a signature?
He's kind of playing up the, hey,
yeah,
more than other people do.
I question this. First of all, he did not have a Marine's body. And second of all, I just don't think Marines lead with that.
He may have been faking it to get signatures.
Yes. That's stolen valor right there.
Yeah.
Signatures. Can you do any accent?
I cannot.
Anywhere? All right. What's the worst thing you've ever done to a friend?
The worst thing I've ever done to a friend?
Took his girl.
Took his girl.
You're looking out, my guy.
And the Marine decides to jump in on the interview here. All of a sudden, he's part of this.
You're looking out, my guy. Thank you.
I would say probably lie.
You've done a lot of bad things to your friends?
I won't say a lot, no.
What is the nicest thing you've ever done for a friend?
I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind.
Just being there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Being there for them.
Like if a friend showed up at your door 3 o'clock in the morning and they were sweaty and bloody and they had dirt all over them, they said, "Man, I messed up and I buried her. Can you help me?" Would you be there for them?
Oh, I'd definitely be there for them, for sure. I would be there for them.
If they just sound like they just killed a person and buried them,
I would be there for them. In what capacity and how that would look, I don't know.
Well, they needed to move the body.
Oh, I can't assist in that. I'll be there for them, though. Spiritually, I'll be there for you. I'll be
praying. You'd stand by as they move the body, but you wouldn't do it.
I'll be praying for them in a situation.
Oh, praying for them. You'd be right beside the body praying for them.
Not necessarily right beside the body, but right beside my friend in spirit praying for them.
In spirit.
Maybe not necessarily physically.
You wouldn't be at the death location.
Not necessarily. Not where you buried them.
But maybe. If they buried them close.
If they buried them close, I guess.
You had some flip-flops nearby you could throw on. Okay. Who's your favorite Beatle?
I don't have one.
Can you name a Beatle?
I cannot, but I think John Lennon is a Beatle.
Yeah, very good. Okay. That's right. When was the last time you changed a tire?
Never.
Do you know how to change a tire in a car?
I do not.
Do you know how to shave without an electric razor, just like a regular razor?
I do know how, but I don't do it.
Use an electric razor?
I use electric. It's more convenient.
Can you tie a tie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tie a bow tie?
No, I cannot. I tried for the first time this past offseason. It didn't work out well. So
you don't have to wear bow ties?
I'm going to stick to the regular ties. So.
Right. And did you ever walk in on your parents?
I grew up in a single household, so that was an option.
Way to go, Gordon.
All right, thanks for your time.
All right.
Appreciate it. And there you go.
Unreal.
What a
terrible dismount that was.
it was a great dismount. It's totally fine.
Most awkward dismount ever.
There's nothing awkward
about
that.
Poor Jermaine. What a good guy he is. Put up with all that nonsense.
All right. Great job, Gordo. 8:48 on the ticket. Up next, we'll talk to the Cowboys' new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore.